The Drives podcast is presented by Disability Advantage Group. Need help applying for Social Security, disability benefits? One call does it all. Call Disability Advantage Group at 865-566-0800 or visit dag-us.com.
You're listening to East Tennessee's premier sports radio call-in show. This is The Drive.
I have a level of expertise, and I have a level of information that nobody else has.
Sound like a problem for one John Tapper to me. No. Hour number three of The Drive underway. Quitting time on a rainy Wednesday. Hope you're doing well. Russell, Barrett, Brandon with you. And talking a little Tennessee basketball this afternoon on the show. 865-546-8200 is your number to get up with us. 546-8200. Tennessee basketball Vols back out there last night. Is lackluster, is that a fair word to use? Or a win over Vanderbilt?
Yeah.
A little lackluster?
Yeah, but you know what? Historically speaking, when it comes to Tennessee-Vanderbilt basketball, a lot of lackluster-looking games between those two.
Yeah. We've won, I think, six out of the last seven against Vandy.
We own them.
Today's Rickard Ridge Barbecue Smoke and Not question, how confident are you in the Vols repeating as SEC regular season basketball champions? 50% of the audience says somewhat confident. 27% say very confident, 19% not very confident, and only 4% expressing a vote of zero confidence this afternoon. More talk about the Thompson Bowling atmosphere. Are you guys over the Thompson Bowling Arena is lame atmosphere? The only reason I bring it up is because there was a lot of stuff on my social media timeline last night about it. And people are tweeting about it again here today. Low Nut Vol fan says, the Thompson Bowling haters you seem to attract can all go jump in Fort Loudoun Lake at their earliest convenience. Why do I attract them?
Because you're like the Nancy Negative anymore, man.
I am?
Yes.
But I'm attracting the negativity to me. I'm the one who told you that it's not that bad, that we have a solid home court advantage.
You're the one who floats stuff out there. Like you floated out the whole Grant is soft narrative on Monday.
Get over it. Get over it. You over it?
Yeah, sure, Russ.
Curtis says during the intros, when it came time for Admiral, there was a very long pause where he should have been saying his name, and then all he said was Schofield. Oh, wow. Oh, no. How do you forget the name Admiral? It's not like he's Joe Schofield or Mike or Steve. His name is Admiral Schofield.
I can see him get mixed up with his brother just because his brother played, you know, pro football. But O'Brien's kind of a...
Starting for Tennessee at forward, number 11, a senior, Kyle Alexander. At forward, a senior from Zion, Illinois. Schofield. Yeah. Does he not have like a cue card or something with the guy's name on it? He's like, no, I got it, man. I've got it memorized. It's all up here. Yeah, he'll write it down next time. Oh, man. That's got to be a not great feeling out there. David says, the sky is falling mentality is hilarious. We're 23-2. I don't know. It's not a sky is falling mentality. Like I haven't heard from anybody like seriously pressing the panic button yet, right? I mean, like people are just mildly concerned. People were pissed. People were angry after the Kentucky game. I don't feel like anybody's angry today.
We're a little bit concerned.
It's like we beat Vanderbilt by 12 points. You had a huge in-state rivalry game, and you won it by a dozen. Like, I don't think anybody's like.
And we did throttle them defensively.
Yeah.
Hey, who is this right here?
That's Daenerys Targaryen.
Okay.
Game of Thrones.
You didn't tell me she was on there.
But you've never seen her before?
No.
She's only like, the most famous actress on television today?
I find that hard to believe that you didn't know she was on there. Not buying that one.
Really? Is she in the first episode?
Yeah.
She gets naked in the first episode.
Huh.
Beginning to question whether or not you've actually seen the first episode. She got naked in the first one. Like, she got naked several times in the first season, and then when the show blew up and she became a big star, she was like, no, I'm not getting naked anymore. Which is kind of weird because it's like, you got naked like 10 times in the first season. Like, everybody's already seen it. Like, what are you hiding at this point? She's like, no, I don't have to do it anymore. I've gotten to that point in my career where I get to call the shots. They're like, okay, Daenerys. Crazy dragon lady. We won't show the boobs that the whole world's already seen anymore.
Except Bear.
First episode, eh?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, I don't think that it's a sky is falling mentality around Tennessee basketball right now. And I don't think it needs to be. But Rick Barnes is obviously searching for the right buttons to push, right, with his team, how to get them going again. Because it was a little bit different. His approach to the post-game stuff last night was a little bit different than it had been. He had been – I mean, the caller earlier was right. He's always been, well, this guy didn't do this. This guy, you know, I mean, he – and it's weird because he called out Kyle Alexander Monday – said that he's been going through a 3-week slump. And though the stats don't necessarily show it, I do think Kyle came out and played with an added level of intensity last night. There was a play on the first minute or two of the game where there was like a tied ball that he got for us to kind of tied it up, where it was like you could tell he was giving it a little extra oomph, like playing with a little more ferocity than we typically see out of him. And I thought even Grant Williams was – he had a couple calls go against him where typically in the past he would be very quick to
complain.
Yeah, question the officials, and he just kind of, you know, you could tell he's frustrated. You could tell he wanted to say something, but he wasn't going to do it. He's just going to get back down the court.
Good.
So I feel like he's getting, you know, they're getting feedback from Rick Barnes and direction of what way to go here, and they are trying to change things up as best they can. They're trying to push the buttons here, and they got to figure out which ones to press, because Saturday at LSU going to be a very difficult game, I believe, for Tennessee. Hostile environment, really good team. We haven't been playing well. That's not a good recipe right now. What do you guys think the line will be for Tennessee headed to LSU? You think we'll be an underdog?
Yeah, I do. Because of the way that we've been playing the past couple of games. I was surprised that we opened up as, what, 19 or 20 against Vandy.
I think LSU's going to be about 6 to 8 points.
No, I think it'll be about 1 to 2.
I was going to say 3 or 4. What was Kentucky?
Kentucky was 3.
Yeah.
They were a 3-point favorite.
Well, this LSU team beat Kentucky. So there is a school of thought that they might be the better team. And we are not playing as well as the perception was heading into Kentucky. Here's the thing about, like, whatever Tennessee's going through right now is – it's been going on for a while, even when we were winning, right? We've some chinks in the armor have been exposed for a while now.
Yeah.
And we were able to overlook it because we were scoring 90 points a game or whatever it was, and nobody could stop us. And now that the world has seen us stopped, it feels different, man. It takes some while to get your confidence back as a team.
I think Alabama's who kind of exposed.
Yeah.
Our soft underbelly.
Now here you go calling them soft. You go.
I said our soft underbelly, the chinks in the armor. I didn't get on the show. And,
okay. Calm down. Are you okay? Are you going to be okay?
I'm fine. How about you?
That was like two or three games into the season, right? Pat on the
back. Go ahead.
No, what do you got?
Nothing.
Mumble like my 11-year-old daughter into the microphone. Just say it. You got a whole audience. You got thousands of people listening.
Why are you going to take a shot at her?
Just say it, Bear.
Say it. Snap into a Slim Jim. Come on, low energy Bear. Get up. We got 50 minutes to fill. Act like you got a pair.
You're acting like a big baby on Monday. Thought we're going to change your diaper, powder your bottom, pat you on the back, burp you a little bit, sing you a lullaby. Rock-a-bye Russell in the treetop. Taking a shot at me? Taking a shot at your kid? Your kid mumbles?
All kids mumble. It's called talking back. Go clean your room. I don't go clean my room.
That's true. Usually she's pretty verbose when I've been over there. You met his kids?
Yeah.
Cool kids. Once. There's Danger Dave, the little one. Did you get over the jumping off tall furniture phase?
All right. Moving along here. When we continue, we're going to get into the Shire. We got updates from the Shire for you here this afternoon. Big goings on in the Shire. This thing's coming together. They said it wouldn't happen. Don't let anybody stifle your dreams, Bill Boyd. We'll be right back. The Drive continues next here on Fan Run Radio.
The Drive.
What we got here, portions of the show today brought to you by our friends at Citizens National Bank. Bank local, simplify your life. Turn to CNB for all your personal banking needs with a variety of checking and savings options, plus chip-enabled debit and credit cards. Citizens National Bank, right here in your community to help you safely and securely manage your everyday cash flow and build your rainy day savings. Well, a lot going on here. Let's jump, get you the latest, teasing it long enough. Big goings on over with Gandalf and the boys at the Shire. Can you take us to the Shire, Braden Ort?
Oh, yes. It's good to be back in the Shire. Don't you like being in the Shire?
I love the Shire.
Do you like the Shire, Bear?
It's all right. It's all right, Russell.
There you go. Get the spirit. The owner of a $40 million development has announced who will be the resort's chief executive officer. Local businessman Tom Boyd, that's Randy's father, Randolph, as I call him.
Mortimer.
Matthew Cross of Knoxville will be the CEO of Boyd Hollow Resorts Incorporated. The business that will oversee the development and management of the planned $40 million
Ancient Low Village
at Boyd Hollow in South Knoxville. According to a press release, Cross was born and raised right here in Knoxville. So, we've got a local boy running the Shire. This is good. You don't want to have some sort of outsider coming in to run the Shire, you know? Some guy who doesn't know
the old steakhouse from Bayou Bay.
You got to have You got to have a local in there. You know, it stands to reason.
Is he a South Knoxvillian?
I don't know. But you wouldn't have an orc or an elf come to the hobbits and run their place, right?
What's an orc?
It doesn't make sense.
I feel like some people back home, that's what they call my family.
What?
That's good. That's good. Orcs? You wouldn't have an orc. Brandon Orc.
Oh.
You wouldn't have a goblin come into the Shire and run it, right?
You've got to have a hobbitses.
Yeah, but they can't say that because the Tolkien estate is threatening to sue him, haven't they?
Well, what did they call him? The Bobbinses.
Yeah.
It's the Bobbinses, it is. It's the ancient village of lore, Russell.
Are they any elves?
Perhaps. You'll just have to wait and see. Oh, the elves.
Much better.
You think it's the music? The music puts him in the zone to get him in, to get the...
The Liverpool thing he does? I'm not sure. That was much better, though.
What do you mean, Liverpool? This is from the Shire. I don't know what this Liverpool is you speak of.
Very rainy in the Shire here lately, I have to say. Lots of rain.
Oh yes, the rain will put the construction months behind. Got to dry out before we go any further with the Shire.
I heard a train crashed near the Shire today. Police and investigators are on the scene.
All right, the latest from the Shire this afternoon on The Drive. We will keep you up to date. I love that this has become a pet project of ours, keeping you up to date on all the latest news items with Randy Boyd's Ancient Lore Village coming soon to South Knoxville. It's not the same as The Hobbit. It's the Bobbinses. A completely different story. Completely different, man. One has nothing to do with the other. No copyright infringement here at all. It's going to be huge for the local economy. It's going to be like our own Disney World or Dollywood in Sono. People are going to come from miles around to see it. People are going to be saving up their hard-earned money all year to take their summer vacation to South Knoxville and live in a treehouse with a bunch of fictional characters you've never heard of. This is going to be big, man. This is going to be huge. Absolutely huge.
What was it you said last week, the quote from Ozzy about the Beatles and the Stones?
Oh, I don't remember.
So I set you up to do your Ozzy.
You can't. Well, you can't do it. We got to get Ozzy in the Shire. Make a note here. So you guys got to help me with this. Yeah, we get in the Shire, and then you guys just stand there and look at me.
I can cue it back up.
No, I can't do it.
Cue it back up.
No, you can't cue it up. You've checked out. Brandon's just.
I got that dullard Garner coming after me on Twitter about a last night's
basketball game. What happened? What happened? What happened to Catholic Bear?
They ran into
Bear. What happened to Catholic? They got bent over a barrel and shown the 50 states.
I thought you guys had
three D1 players on your roster. What happened?
Yeah, two of them are 13 years old and one's, just turned 16. They're young. Bearden's a veteran team.
They destroyed you.
They did. They're probably going to win the state. I don't know if you realize this, but Bearden won the Arby's Invitational up in D.C. back over Christmas, you jackass.
Arby's? Arby's is like way down the list of fast food power rankings. Who cares about the Arby's Invitational? I thought you guys were the greatest team in local high school basketball history. We have a global roster. We've recruited half our roster from Africa.
They're from Ireland.
6'11".
They're from Ireland.
They're going to come over here and
dominate. They're from Ireland.
You got trounced by a bunch of West Knoxville rich boys? That's unacceptable. What are you doing?
They got a couple of kids off that Bobby Mays AAU team over there, too. Drew Pember's going to Tennessee. Quez Glover's a Power 5 D1 prospect. I'm telling you right now, Bearden's going to win the state championship in basketball. At least we didn't get beat by Maryville.
They better win the state championship in basketball. It's a what was the final? It was like 80-30 last night.
No, it was not, you idiot.
Oh, what was the final?
It's like 84-56, I think. it was a beatdown.
Oh man,
they got a young team. They're all most of the starters are freshmen, except for Akeem O'Brien, Patty Adesupe. Kid from Belfast. Good Irish Catholic kid.
Local high school basketball on the drive. Keeping you tuned. Where are we in the – is this the district tournament or the regional tournament?
That was a district. So now they go to the regional.
Oh, so you could play them again.
Bearden?
Yeah.
I think they would match up with Bearden, I think, the way I understand it.
The sub-state?
Sub-state. Although, trying to figure out the state Tennessee State High School basketball tournament's like – reading Sanskrit. So
DJ Loop says, I can't wait for the first remote from the ancient lore village with bear in full wizard costume.
God, I wouldn't be a wizard.
Yeah.
I'd be a paladin.
Thank you. You admit it. You LARP. You're a LARPer, Bear.
What's a LARPer?
We've talked about this. We've talked about
that. That's a dead giveaway, too. What's a LARPer? I don't know what you're talking about, guys.
Even
though we did a full show about this about 2 weeks ago.
Right after he said, I'd be a paladin.
See if you guys are on your toes.
Paladin is definitely a word that is in the vocabulary of any non-LARPer. Yes.
Did you play Dungeons & Dragons as a kid, Russ? With Rich and the rest
I missed that. Like, I think that had died out, but there was a couple of dorky, like, role-playing games, stuff like that, that we were into.
What were you into?
I can't remember. I was never into the other thing that came out that was big in high school that I just could not get into. It was just a bridge that was a little too geeky for me.
What's that?
Magic the Gathering. See, you don't even know what that is, right? Because that's...
No.
Brandon, you know what Magic the Gathering is?
I don't think so.
Really? You don't know what that is?
Did you play with the Ouija board?
No, it was like... like these cards. It was a card game, but it wasn't like a deck of cards. Like, there are, I guess, thousands of cards out there. And, I don't know, you cast spells and stuff. I tried to play it once, and I was just like, this is way too intense for me.
Really?
Yeah, just like the rules are... I couldn't even begin to grasp it. But that's a big thing. Yeah, Magic the Gathering. I'm surprised you guys didn't have it up there in Granger County growing up.
They were playing with rocks.
Well, they're not cavemen, Bear. They have toys and stuff.
Yeah, Bear.
Sorry.
I think you need to take a trip up to Granger County.
I've been through Granger County plenty of times on the way up to Cherokee.
Been through, but you've never stopped.
I stopped at the Hardee's.
Can you put us
you
in?
You just stopped at the down home.
Can you put us in the covered wagon and give us the full tour?
What do they call those things?
Sometime we go up there?
Canoe stick.
Yeah, sure. We'll put you in a covered wagon.
Ma and Pa.
We'll stop off at the down home restaurant, get you some good eating.
What kind of stuff they have there?
Good old country food, Bear.
Country fried steak.
Yeah.
Mashed taters.
Yeah.
I like mashed potatoes.
I'd imagine a grit or two has been served up at the down home restaurant.
Yep. Love me some grits.
Can't beat their breakfast.
Biscuits. Biscuits and gravy.
Biscuits and gravy. Mm.
Actually sounds like my kind of place.
Biscuits and gravy. Very overrated. It's a disgusting thing to eat for breakfast.
It's a delicious thing to eat for breakfast, but it's about like
grease over
it's,
biscuits.
Yeah, I mean, like, I can't.
Gross.
It'll just ruin your day. Like, how can you do anything after you eat biscuits and gravy?
I feel like it's about time for us to go to Cracker Barrel again.
All right. Probably time. It's about time for us to take a break and come back and get this show back on the tracks. It is The Drive here on Fan Run Radio. Stay with us. We'll find out who's on the docket, brought to you by Disability Advantage Group, coming up next right here on Fan Run Radio.
Five. The Docket, brought to you by Disability Advantage Group. Need help applying for disability benefits? Call DAG today at 865-566-0800 or visit dag-us.com.
Stingray Steve is fighting back. Former Mississippi State superfan Steven Ray. What do you mean former? I thought you guys know who I'm talking about, right, Stingray?
Yeah.
Evidently, he's no longer Mississippi State superfan. Anyway, made famous for his calls into the Feinbaum Show and his YouTube rants. He's reportedly filed a civil lawsuit against Barstool Sports from the state of Alabama. News of Ray's lawsuit against Barstool was first reported by Brett Hudson of Matt Wyatt Media. According to Hudson, Ray's lawsuit, which is alleging negligence, invasion of privacy, and wantonness. What is wantonness? Against Barstool and World Star Hip Hop stems from an online meme featuring a photo of Ray with the caption, "How could someone look like a child and a child molester at the same time?"
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's a nice thing to say about somebody. I believe that's probably lawsuit worthy if that were me. Apparently, Ray, who is a graduate of Alabama but a huge Mississippi State fan, has given up his state fandom and moved on from the days of his viral Hail State videos. You hate to see it.
So he just stopped being a Mississippi State fan? So. Or he's just not making the videos anymore?
The rosy cheek kid?
Yeah. His face looks really small.
Wow. I liked his videos.
I thought they were funny.
Police in Tulsa, Oklahoma are searching for a man who crashed his car into the glass door of an adult novelty shop and then ran inside and stole lingerie and sex toys.
Oh my God.
Police say the heist at Hustler Hollywood happened at about 3 a.m. Monday when the store was closed. It was captured on video. Employees discovered the damage later Monday morning when they came to work. Police officer Gian Pierce tells Tulsa TV station KOTV that authorities believe the man knew the store's layout because he ran directly to one section to steal the items, which were valued at about $300 to $400. What are you getting out of an adult novelty shop that costs $300 to $400? Don't answer that. Don't answer that. It's past 5 o'clock. There might be parents with kids in their car listening.
Why are you pointing at me?
Look at yourself.
Police say the greater cost is likely the damage to the glass doors. The person has not been identified yet, but it's been quite a week in Tulsa so far. Got another story here. Authorities say an Oklahoma man stole a Pepsi truck as the driver was unloading soda in the back. Bear, you made any trips to Tulsa lately?
Nope.
You've got a very suspicious look on your face right now.
I mean, I can feel that guy's pain, man.
Tulsa police say no one was hurt. The driver jumped out of the back when he felt his rig move. A trail of sodas spilled out of the truck as he drove off. Police say Stephen Hart told them he was trying to get to the airport after an argument with his girlfriend. The girlfriend says he was searching for her. Police say that when they caught up to the truck, it was stopped in traffic, and the man jumped out and started to run off. He was arrested as the rig rolled back into the back of a school bus. No children were on board, luckily, but Hart, the perpetrator here, is being held on pending charges that include larceny and attempted escape from the county jail as he's being booked into custody. This guy was just, he was not going quietly. And steal the Pepsi truck, take off and run. I would, I don't know, man. Like, you're stealing a Pepsi truck to go meet your girlfriend at the airport. So many holes in this story. And what are you going to do? It's a Pepsi truck. Kind of noticeable. You're not going to go hide this behind that billboard like Marty McFly in Back to the Future, man.
Probably not.
You got a Pepsi truck.
So he stole the truck to go to the airport to meet his girlfriend?
Evidently. He was searching for
it. Think the airport security is going to... It's kind of a strange vehicle to be pulling up.
Yeah, just
pull
that thing up into the white zone. White zone's for loading and unloading, man.
Did you say something about an argument with the girlfriend?
I don't know, man. It's a crazy story.
Because the way I took it, he was going to the airport anyway. I may have just missed it, but that sounded like there was an argument.
Police say he told them he was trying to get to the airport after an argument with his girlfriend. The girlfriend says he was searching for her.
See, I think he was with the girlfriend. They were probably going to the airport, and then they got in an argument, and she kicked him out of the car.
Or he just wanted to steal a Pepsi truck and used the whole girlfriend airport angle as an excuse to, I don't know.
Well, the girlfriend said he was looking for.
You think he just did it to impress her? Hey, hon, got a Pepsi truck now.
I mean, it doesn't look change the fact Pepsi. That he's psycho. I mean, who steals a Pepsi truck?
Have you got your Pepsi yet to wash down the Thin Mints, Bear? That is quite possibly the most disgusting food combo I've ever heard of. How can a man not like turkey and dressing and eat Girl Scout Thin Mint cookies washed down with Pepsi Cola?
You don't like turkey and dressing. You don't like Thanksgiving dinner. You don't like cookies and milk.
Yeah, some Oreos. You gotta have milk.
It's milk's favorite cookie. I mean, obviously.
Yeah. Chips Ahoy? Cola. Graham crackers, cola. Vanilla wafers, cola. Wait,
Graham crackers?
You yeah. just eat Graham crackers?
How old are you? When was the last time? I think the last Graham cracker I had was like in Sunday school when I was 4.
Well, you don't know what you've been missing. Because they make the, what are they? They're in the smaller packs now, the Honey Grahams, Honey Made Grahams. Delicious.
Graham crackers and Pepsi. No thanks. I'll just starve. I'll just go hungry here.
And I was talking about the Conestoga.
Well, BJ wants a second take on what you think a covered wagon is called.
A Conestoga. Oh, God. Hold on. I've forgotten how you pronounce it correctly.
I don't even know what you're trying to say.
It's a kind of wagon.
You just call it
Conestoga.
Conestoga. I just call it a covered wagon.
It's a different kind of wagon. Conestoga wagon.
What's a Conestoga?
It was for pulling like heavy freight that you didn't want to shift around. It's typically drawn by draft horses or oxen.
Old Western Bear.
Conestoga. So you got a Conestoga wagon up there on the ranch up there in Granger County?
No, I don't, but I like Western Bear.
Okay, then. 865-546-8200. 546-8200. Your number to get on the drive this afternoon. Lots going on with the basketball game coming out last night. The team is off today. A much-needed day of rest for Rick Barnes' boys after a somewhat, some would say, lackluster 58-46 win over Vanderbilt last night. The score in the second half was 22-19. You know, a Virginia game broke out in the second half, Thompson Bowling, last night.
We weren't the only ones. Did you get a looky look at that Indiana-Purdue game?
Yeah, I watched the end of that. After our game, Indiana finding new and creative ways to lose basketball games.
Are they still – some people still have them in?
I haven't seen them in any bracketology. I mean, they were hovering right around 500 with a just dreadful – Big Ten record. I think they're like 3-9, maybe 3-10 now. And I mean, they had, I would say they had Purdue beat, but they were winning the game. Romeo Langford, who's a nice player, missed a couple of free throws. I mean, they're kind of like the Big Ten's Vanderbilt. I mean, they've got a couple of pro prospects on that team, and they're just dreadful, just absolutely awful. But yeah, the big kid from Holland hit a shot at the end.
Holland.
To beat them.
They got a Dutch kid?
Yeah. What is it? Haas? He played against us last year when we beat them down in Atlantis. But he's a nice player for them. They've got a strong record. Purdue quietly coming out. That's the kind of team that, you know, you don't want to face, but you're going to have to face. You get to the Sweet 16, Elite Eight kind of team that give anybody in the country problems. Purdue. It was a big win for them in a rivalry game last night against Indiana up there in Memorial Hall, which is a cool gym, by the way. I was telling my buddy I was watching the game with, that would be a – you take that bucket list college basketball trip, go up through Indiana, got to stop off at Memorial Gym. It used to be huge. Like, Brandon doesn't know. Like, Indiana basketball back in the day, 1992, 1994, thereabouts, 1990, Indiana's playing Michigan on Big Ooh. Monday. Indiana's playing Ohio State. Yeah, dude. You talk about classic college basketball atmosphere. All right, stay with us. Quick timeout. The shocking conclusion of the drive coming up. It's Fan Run Radio. Back with more right after this. Danny says, listening to hour two of the podcast talking about fatigue and blue bloods. Reference Gino up at UConn. He made a statement that the difference between five stars and three stars isn't talent. It's that five stars don't fatigue.
Who said that now?
Evidently, Gino Auriemma.
Known jackass, Gino Auriemma.
Yeah, that's a weird statement. The difference between five stars and three stars isn't talent. It's that five stars don't fatigue.
That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life. That's why he stuck coaching women's basketball and he's never gotten a shot in the men's game.
I don't mean that as a sexist comment.
Idiot. Whew.
Five stars don't fatigue. Like, I would think that, I don't know. I mean, maybe. So, because it seems like Kentucky, Duke, they play those guys 35 minutes a game as true freshmen. And guess what? Kentucky and Duke are both very successful. We're playing our guys, three stars, 30-plus minutes a game. And we've been very successful. I mean, we've only lost twice, but we seem to have hit a bump in the road here. And one of the complaints I've heard a lot here the past week or so is that our guys look tired. And I would agree with that. I thought our guys looked like a heavy-legged basketball team last night against Vanderbilt.
I thought so, too. I mean, what do you do?
Well, I mean, you can't. I mean, you could take an extra day off here. Remember, we did that before the A&M game. They gave the team a day off, and we came out and built like a 25-3 lead, and then they tightened it up, and then we ended up pulling away. I mean, when do you take a day off? You have to take one day off a week per rules, and so when you have a Tuesday game, you take it the Wednesday after, and when you have a Wednesday game, you take it on the Sunday after your Saturday game. So off today, you'll play LSU on Saturday, at Ole Miss on Wednesday, so you have another day off there. I mean, we can't take tomorrow off, really, can we?
No, they need to take today off.
Well, they are. You have to take one day off a week.
I mean, you could take today. They'll take like today off completely. I would imagine like treatment and all the.
They need like a week, right? I mean, you need.
I don't know if they need a week. Use like 2 or 3 days. They go light tomorrow.
You get that, I guess, after the regular season. But, I mean, after this weekend, it's at Ole Miss. That's going to be a tough game.
Yeah, I mean, if you can just somehow close out the regular season strong, and then you get a pretty long break. You'll probably have, 5 days? 5 or 6 days where you don't play a game, but before you'll have to play in the SEC tournament. And then you'll have another week. before the NCAA tournament starts.
Yeah.
Get some rest there.
It doesn't help you a whole lot right now when you're trying to win a regular season championship.
No, but we talked about it earlier. Phil mentioned it. I mean, that's what you're playing for, is that the one seed. I think we could all – I mean, yeah, it'd be nice to have the regular season championship again, but –
Well, I mean,
as long as we hold on to the one,
get it fixed.
Either one is, you got one more loss, maybe, that you can survive and still be a one seed. You lose two of these games, and they're all losable, man. All five of these games, LSU, at Ole Miss, Kentucky, Mississippi State at home, at Auburn, are all highly losable, especially if we played like we did last night. I mean, who's the worst team on that list, Ole Miss or Mississippi State, right?
I don't know. I mean, both of them are tournament teams, aren't they?
That's what I'm saying. But would the effort we played with last night be good enough to beat either of those teams?
No. Effort we played with last night would get us beat by everybody remaining on our schedule.
So we got to figure out a way to take it to another level, and there is no time to rest. You got a really tough 2.5 weeks left to kind of grind it out. After that, like I do think we will be fresh for the SEC and NCAA tournaments, because you do get you do get some rest there. But I mean, Kentucky's fighting through the same things. LSU's fighting through the same things. Those teams are younger than us, and they're playing better than us right now. So obviously, you got to go. You got to find a way to fix it. Got to find a way to fix it here. Portion of the show today brought to you by our friends at East 10 Warehouse and Distribution, with almost 40 years in the industry. East 10 Warehouse and Distribution is the preferred source for third-party logistics. Their solutions include warehousing, inventory management, order fulfillment, pick and pack, and cross-docking services. Contact East 10 Warehouse and Distribution today at 865-521-6143. You can also visit them online at east10warehouse.com. That's east10warehouse.com for East 10 Warehouse and Distribution. Programming note, you will have no overtime tonight. The Fan Run Studios have been ravaged by illness. Chance Collins is out sick. Our intern, Ryan Sellers, said he could come in and tough it out today. I was like, nah, bro.
Yeah.
I was like, you're good.
Uh-huh.
So he's out, and it sounds like has overtime been ravaged now by illness as well?
I don't know.
We can only assume.
I don't know. I don't know what the deal there is.
Close with those guys. How do you not know?
I mean, I don't know. I just show up here, and then I get a text from Tanner and Cole saying there will be no overtime. I didn't get an explanation.
Huh. Kind of lazy.
Update from Rick. He's over on campus. Got an email from Wayne Davis, the interim chancellor, right? Yeah, he's interim chancellor. Randy Boyd's interim president. The UT system, Randy Boyd and I attended a hearing in Nashville this
Rick
after.
Rick and Randy Boyd did?
No. Yeah, Rick's going around there following Randolph around in Nashville this afternoon.
Oh, okay.
Comptroller Justin Wilson presented a report to the Senate Education Committee about how the university funds student programming in light of the ongoing controversy around Sex Week. The university is getting in trouble, evidently, for having students' money automatically funding Sex Week. Now all students have the choice as to whether they want their funds to go there. When is Sex Week? That's coming up here soon, right? A tradition like none other.
I mean, Rick sent another text with all Brady Hoke caps.
I didn't get that one.
Really?
I think, yeah, you did.
Yeah, you did. It's right there in the middle.
Oh. Well, that's his own personal commentary. Well, Rick, I don't know what to tell you, man. If you lose Sex Week, I mean, I feel like that's an important part of your education as a young man, and young women over on campus need to be sexually educated, know what they're getting into. It's a wild world out there.
I kind of feel like we didn't have it when we were over there, and I don't remember having any problems figuring everything out. I mean, it's just dumb. One of the few times I'd agree with. I mean, it's a national embarrassment.
Well, you think like maybe with Randy Boyd being a more conservative businessman type that maybe he can get us out of this mess. You are about to fall asleep over here. Have you had a long day?
Me?
You are out of gas right now. Barrett, all I hear from Barrett.
No, I was reading Rick's text. You want me to read him if we lose?
It's like a
week,
Phil I'm, phone call. I hear is you breathing constantly.
I'm transferring now. Coa State Community College. I think that's called Maryville College. Rick's claiming to protest. Yeah, I ran out of gas. Russ, some of us have to get up at 4:30, put food on the table so I can be on the show with you every afternoon. A little tired, a little peaked. You kept me out late last night. Can you do the Titans, Bill?
Bye-bye.
Tomorrow we'll be back here doing our thing, 3-6 here on The Drive. I'm sorry, I feel like the show's ending a little flat.
We're going to bring it tomorrow. I'm going to bring the thunder and the lightning tomorrow.
Are you?
I promise.
See,
you've gotten us off to a bad start this week.
Nope. See, I think you had the thunder and lightning today. Then I think that argument that you had late in hour two, I think that expended a lot of your energy. You and Russ got a little heated.
What did Geno say, Bear? 5 stars don't fatigue. 5 stars don't fatigue. Are you a 5-star or are you a 3-star? What do you got, Bear? What do you got?
I want to see Russell out of you. I don't take orders from any fake basketball coach.
I
want to
see intensity. Intensity. I want to see hustle. Determination. Desire. I want to see it out of you. I want to hear it out of you. Desire. The people want it. I don't want another effort like this again.
It won't happen, Russ. I'm hideous. Look away. I'm ashamed of myself. I've let you down. I've let Brandon down.
Oh, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay.
I'm kind of off. Butler's not here today. I don't have anybody to pick on.
All right. What do we have coming up next? I don't know. Something else. Stay tuned. Find out. Somebody else. Somewhere else. Fox Sports Knoxville. The programming goes on. We'll do it again tomorrow, 3-6 here on The Drive.